Get ready for Ready Radio with Doug and Aaron. It's emergency preparedness for everyone. Brought to you by TruPrep. For all your prepping needs, visit TruPrep online at truprep.com or visit a TruPrep store in Roswell or Marietta. Listen in as Doug and Aaron provide helpful tips on how to get ready. Ready or not, here comes Ready Radio.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Ready Radio, and this week we have some special guests who are going to be joining us in our second segment here in studio. The women from Divas in Defense are going to be here to talk about their program and how you can be better prepared for whatever comes your way, and particularly in the area of self-defense, which is something that is near and dear to my heart. I am an NRA instructor, and I used to be a prosecutor up in Alaska. When I was there, I had all of the advantages of seeing this on a daily basis of how people need to be better prepared and need to be able to defend themselves in a variety of situations. And like I was saying, you know, it's an important thing for me because when I was a district attorney, I got to see what was going on with all these families that were involved in domestic violence and who had self-defense shootings. In my private practice, I had seen a lot of self-defense shootings and people who were, you know, in a situation that was just unbelievable, and they had to defend themselves with their families with deadly force. And this is something that can be prevented. It's something that can be planned for and prepared for, and it's a very important aspect of preparedness.
Well, as a victim of domestic violence myself, it's a soft spot for me to be able to help other women prepare. And so, you know, you want to know what you can do or what are your options or where can you go or how can you defend yourself against someone who is anatomically bigger and stronger than you.
Mm-hmm. And that's an important aspect. I mean, even though someone's bigger than you, there are ways to equalize the fight so that you're on even footing. And I'm thinking more of, you know, defending yourself in public, like if you were the victim of a mugging or something along those nature. But when we talk about domestic violence, then there's a whole, I mean, that's a whole different category of how to be prepared, because there are mental aspects to domestic violence that aren't present in a sort of a stranger random encounter situation. You know, the psychology of being, this is someone who you expect to protect you, someone who you expect to have your back and be on your side, and then they are manipulating you, they are using you, or they are physically hurting you in order to gain an advantage or to get their way. You know, it's completely inexcusable, but it's also very understandable to see how people end up going back over and over in these situations.
The average woman, I think the statistic is they go back like 9 times before they leave, and that's astounding, because I mean, how many times are you going to leave before you actually leave? How many times does it take to get up and go before you actually say, you know what, I'm done, I'm not going back this time?
Yeah, and I know you say woman, but I want to reiterate that
it does happen to men as well.
Men are also domestic violence victims, and it's, like I said before, not as common physically. You don't end up seeing, you know, men with a black eye saying that they were, you know, fell down the stairs, but you do see men who are emotionally or financially manipulated, who are feel that they're trapped in a situation, who have, you know, even though you would an objective person from the outside would say, you have no reason to feel that way, you could walk away at any time, the emotional and mental aspects of being drawn into that kind of relationship are daunting. And no matter what gender you are, you can be trapped in that situation or feel trapped in a situation like that and not able to remove yourself until you reach a point where you realize that there are options. And that is the key to all of this, is that the victims of domestic violence need to realize that there are other options than their abuser.
So many better options than their abuser. I mean, you look at it and you look at your situation and you say, I have nowhere to go. Well, you do have somewhere to go. You just haven't really discovered where that place is. A lot of churches will reach out to you. There's a lot of women's shelters that will reach out to you, and a lot of other options on top of that. And there need to be more programs to help these women understand where they can go and what they can do when they're hurt, and men.
Right. And one of the things that I pushed for when I was, you know, in the capacity where I could make change like that, when I was a district attorney, I said that every person who was accused of a crime of domestic violence, like these that we're talking about, as a condition of their bond, that they would stay away from their victim. And this was something that was hard fought because the victims would come to court and say, Your Honor, I need, you know, my husband to come home, or I need my wife to come home. I need them to take care of the kids. I need them to pay the bills. And that was part of the cycle of codependency that I was trying very hard to break them away from. Even if it was only for a month, even if it was only for 1 month, that being apart, being separate, provided clarity to the person who was the abused so that they would see that they are a full and capable person, that they could do this on their own, that they did not need somebody else, particularly someone who did not value them or who took advantage of them to get their wants met. And by breaking that cycle of dependency, they became a more independent, more complete person. And that is the crux of our show. It always has been. We have always been talking about how people can be more independent, how they can be self-sufficient, how they can be better prepared. And this cycle of codependency, the cycle of psychological need for someone who is taking advantage of you or abusing you, is the same sort of mindset. If we can break through that and make you realize that you can do it on your own, you can do anything on your own.
That's right.
I know I'm kind of getting on my soapbox already, and we're
preachy
just
this morning there, Doug.
just getting started in the show.
Can I get an amen?
It's an early morning for everybody, and here we are delving into something that's so poignant and so meaningful, especially for the hosts here. We both believe in this, and we want everyone to realize that there are options for you. And the folks from Divas in Defense are really wonderful. I have had, you know, my interactions with them have always been positive. They are really, they believe in what they're doing the same way that we do.
Right. And when I reached out to the lady at Divas in Defense to speak with her about the appearance today, she was very nice. I think her name was Sky. She's very nice, very helpful in setting this up, and was very glad to hear that we were interested in having this go out to the community and then find out more about it to get more people on board so more people know that it's available.
Well, it's a very tricky market. You know, I'm an NRA instructor, so I have taught self-defense. I'm an attorney who has done criminal defense for years and years. I've done the prosecution. I've done the defense. And in my classes, because I've taught classes for people on issues of self-defense and on issues of carrying firearms, it's a very hard market to reach out to for the female market. And the reason is because women do not relate well to men telling them what to do in trying to defend themselves. You need to have a different touch. You need to have a different mindset. You need to have some, you know, camaraderie that comes across. And the horror stories, when I was first starting to get into this as an instructor, the horror stories that I would hear of women who would go to the local gun range to take, you know, like an NRA First Steps program or something like that. And you'd hear them that there would be sexual innuendos from the instructors and that there would be derogatory comments and instructors who just did not understand even like a woman's, the shape of her body impacts how you carry the gun.
See, I would dare him. You know, you're standing there at the gun range, you got a firearm in your hand, they're going to make an innuendo. I'm like, really?
Yeah, well, being a professional radio talk show host, you're much more able to voice your opinions and
a lot. I was a little mouthy before I was ever a talk show host, let's be real.
A lot of these people, you know, they go looking for help and instead they get the worst of everything that could happen.
And they're very shy and afraid. I mean, it's a new experience in a new place.
It's
new
far
situations.
Outside their comfort zone.
Right. And you want to be able to be there with somebody you feel comfortable with and trust. When I took Krav Maga, I had a female instructor, and then she was out for a week, and I had a male instructor. And I flat asked him after that session, I said, are you going to be here next week, or is she going to be back? Because if you're going to be, I'm not coming back. And he was just really hard on me. But she came back, and I made it through the courses. I was happy about it. I would not have been happy if I'd have had him.
A different mindset, mm-hmm. A different way of relating, and physical differences. When you're talking about martial arts or things like that, men are built differently. I know that, you know, we talk about gender equality, and we want, you know, to even the playing field, but there are basic physiological, biological differences. Men are more capable of doing some things than women are. Women have better endurance in some ways than men do. And when you're a man trying to teach a woman how to do something physical like that, you're drawing on all of your experiences and the way your body works. And you can't relate as well as a woman who can turn around and say, no, you know, it doesn't work this way. It's easier to do it this way. It's more comfortable to do it that way. And they don't have that same camaraderie or relationship. And it makes it just that much more difficult. It's just one more barrier that keeps women from getting involved in self-defense in the way they need to be.
And see, when I found out that Divas in Defense, a lot of the classes were taught by women, I was like, yes, this is something we really needed. Go in here and do these classes. And they do these classes, I believe, in different locations. Like you can call and say, hey, we want it at our church or whatever. This is a great opportunity for people to get together and go, you know what? We all need to learn how to defend ourselves.
And another aspect of community. And you're bringing these instructors into your community. It makes you more comfortable, but it also expands the knowledge base. You know, that's something that we talk about a lot, as you know, in our core demographics, talking about, you know, people being prepared. Well, it takes a community to really be prepared. You can't be a lone wolf all the time and expect to serve, not just survive, but thrive. And here's a way to bring your community around another core topic of being prepared and self-defense.
Right.
And I think that this is a great opportunity, and I'm so excited. I'm looking out the window now. I see that our guests are arriving. When we come back from our next commercial break, we'll have them in studio with us. We'll be talking to them about how their company got founded, ways that you can reach out to them, topics that they teach, and the core values of Divas in Defense. Folks, this is going to be a really great show today. I hope you stay tuned. You are listening to Ready Radio on Atlanta's News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.
And now back to Ready Radio with Doug and Aaron.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Ready Radio. And this week we are in studio with the good folks from Divas in Defense.
And we're here with Cole and Sky. How are y'all doing this morning?
Wonderful. Thank you very much for having us.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
We're glad to have you guys. And they're with Divas in Defense. And tell us what you guys do.
Well, we actually teach women and girls self-defense. We've been able to do this privilege for the last 5 years. My brother and I started the organization, and we started it because we grew up in a household where we witnessed domestic violence firsthand. Mm-hmm. When we got older, had significant others and daughters, we realized this is something we want to prevent and decided to be able to offer it to women across the nation and even the world.
Now, you got started in California, right?
We actually started between California and Atlanta. We okay. started bi-coastal. I'm a resident of Atlanta. My brother is a resident in California. And we just started them both at the same time, and we equally launched the program.
That's awesome.
And Sky, how did you get involved?
Well, I've been involved with Divas in Defense for almost a year. So I have a background in Taekwondo. I'm a fourth degree black belt. Been doing this since I was four, so it was second nature. I met them through other people last summer and just saw them teaching young girls, in which a passion of mine is teaching girls. So what better way to mirror two things that I love, self-defense and helping others, especially girls, teenagers my age, young adults, I'm 23, was with Divas in Defense. So it was just a perfect fit.
Now, you said that you started when you were 4 years old. Were there a lot of other young girls in your class when you started taking the martial arts?
From what I remember, I can honestly say no. When I started with four, because you could start at five, but I was just eager to learn that four was the age that I started. So not too many women or girls were involved. As I did get older, like 10, 12, you had the ones that come in, just fall off. But I'm not too many people stuck with it just because you're competing with cheerleading and dancing. So I did all of that, but Taekwondo was my passion.
Yeah, that I think that that's really interesting because a lot of young girls are funneled into kind of, you know, like you said, cheerleading and dancing and ballet, but you know, gymnastics and martial arts are just as good of exercise, if not better. They develop a stronger sense of self. They give you more self-confidence, and it's really a shame that we don't get more of our daughters. I mean, I have a soon to turn 4-year-old daughter. Okay. And she is just a ball of energy. I mean,
she runs.
She just takes off running everywhere she goes. She's always doing. And I know that there has been some discussion. Her mother thinks that she'd be better in ballet. And I watch her tumble and I watch her kick and I watch her throw her brother around who's 2 years older. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe there might be a better way to channel some of this energy.
And I believe that she would be so good in martial arts. She's got it.
Well, with that, I agree. I do both. If she has the energy, like you said, for to keep running here and there. I did both. I've done 5 sports at the same time since I graduated from college. So
wow.
The Taekwondo, it gives you the, like you said, the confidence, the self-esteem to be able to go out in a ballerina outfit and twirl and hold your head high. It gives you that confidence, and it also gives you the means to focus when you need to learn that choreography. So they balance off of each other. One, you can be graceful. The other one, you know how to apply that grace and defend yourself when you need to get home. Like, she's 4. I guarantee you she can get home back to daddy if someone is coming after her with that ball of energy.
Right. And, you know, Cole, that's another point that I wanted to bring up to you is the self-confidence aspect. Because, you know, coming from a home where domestic violence was prevalent, and I don't know if you had heard over the speaker when we were leading in, but I used to be a district attorney, and when I was in Western Alaska, domestic violence was prevalent, and one of the biggest issues that led to the domestic violence problem is a lack of self-esteem.
You know, absolutely.
The victims don't believe that they are capable of supporting themselves or standing on their own 2 feet, or that they need their abuser. I mean, how does Divas in Defense help build self-esteem in their clients?
Well, we actually have a program where we actually target them preferably at a younger age. Unfortunately, 1 in 4 young ladies will be a victim of dating violence. So it starts young, and a lot of people don't realize that. They ignore the signs. They ignore the signs that if it's not physical, it's not violence. It's still violence. Any situation where they have that, we have a program called On Her Own, where we actually target high school and college age girls, and we really educate them with the Love Is Not Abuse program, which is given by the Liz Claiborne Foundation, to really bunker down and talk about domestic violence. One of the issues that when I was listening in my way in that you were covering was how, you know, some women don't prefer to leave. You know, they keep going back to the same situation. And I've asked some, you know, unfortunately, like you had mentioned on the radio earlier, the horror stories is really what scares me. You know, the stories of the husbands that stabbed the wife and stabbed the 2 sons and killed the sons, and the wife was left for dead with the daughter. And, you know, a lot of these things really touch my heart. And just imagine that I have a wife. I have daughters. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine inflicting that type of harm on them. Not even verbally. I just cannot imagine doing it physically. But unfortunately, you know, sometimes the stories I hear is that they just feel that they have nowhere to go.
Right.
Like, but I tell people it's more than just a physical. Sometimes they control them mentally. If the abuser is making your self-esteem even lower than you already have, sometimes you feel like no one else wants you.
Mm-hmm.
If they're controlling the finances, sometimes you feel like you have nothing. You know, so sometimes this is why women do that. They go back. Not saying there are not plenty of resources out there, especially even in Georgia, that can actually enable them to do better. You have the Georgia Coalition Against Domestic Violence and other ones out there that self-help lines that can help them out. But it's one of those things that is perpetual. I can't really fix it. And, you know, we try. Just try to educate them.
That's true. I mean, there is always, in human history, there have always been people who have preyed on others and taken advantage. And there's nothing that, when I was a prosecutor,
okay,
this came, you know, all the time. You'd have the same cases and you'd do the same thing over and over and over. And you try and you try and you try, but you couldn't get anywhere. And it's like that old adage about a young boy walking along a seashore and throwing a starfish back into the water. And the old man says, there are a million starfish up on the beach. You can't save them all. And the boy says, well, I can save this one. And you just go
Absolutely.
And you do as much as you can for the one person you can help. And it's hard. And I know that you guys see this too, especially in your line of work, that you get drawn in and you want to help people and you want to do the best you can for them, but you can't save everybody, and you can't save someone who doesn't want to be saved.
That you cannot. And unfortunately, you know, so targeting the mental capacity, not let's say capacity, but just the mental state of some individual when they're dealing with these situations, that's the best thing we can do.
Exactly. You know? And when they reach the point that they want to make a change, where they want to be involved, where they want to see that this actually comes to fruition, that they're ready to leave, to be there for them, to be help them get a new fresh start, the agencies and groups that you mentioned are there for them. But we have a broader picture too. I mean, there are those people who are in that kind of desperate state, and in Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we're taking a particular focus on it.
Yes.
But that's not the majority of people out there. Most people have, you know, semi-stable relationships and have their self-esteem, but they have concerns too, which I think Divas in Defense can target and help them with. I mean, we talk about things like, you know, the muggings and robberies.
Oh, yes.
Well, what about sexual assault?
Yes. And believe it or not, the colleges out here, unfortunately, in the Atlanta area, you're seeing a lot of drastic increases. AJC just recently reported on Friday, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, just reported on Friday that you got situations where you have Kennesaw State is have tripled in sexual assaults. You got Emory, main campus, Georgia Tech, and UGA, who's at 15-plus rapes on campus. You know, so these are things that are they're everywhere, and unfortunately, they're prevalent.
And, well, you know, those statistics, those have a silver lining to them, and that means that people are finally reporting.
Correct.
People feel comfortable coming forward. People are willing to prosecute these cases. Absolutely.
There was a time where women would not come forward after a sexual assault.
Well, they're tough.
It is tough, and it's tough to prosecute. And I've heard him talk about his time as a prosecutor, and you prosecute it, and you see the victims crumble. Mm-hmm. And it's hard.
It's hard on everybody when you have a victim. I mean, that was where I was. The number one crime that was committed there was a form of sexual assault, either rape, incest, or something along those lines. And the cases that I dealt with on a daily basis, you would see young women on the stand and be subject to cross-examination. And everybody is entitled to a full, fair, and free defense. I've been a defense attorney. I've done it. I've been on that side. I've been on both sides.
Right.
But to watch a young woman who has brave enough to take the stand, brave enough to point to her the accused and say, that man did this to me, and then to watch them be berated and to go through that. The amount of courage it takes to stand up and say, I was abused. It's not going to happen anymore. And you guys see that on a daily basis.
Yes, and unfortunately, I even hear women tell me that they went to report and the police officer said, really? Are you sure? Are you sure that happened to you? I don't believe you. Look at what you have on. You knew you were asking for this. A police officer said this to a couple of our clients, and that's scary.
That's reprehensible.
It's scary.
And the law enforcement community has come a long way in some respects, and it has a long way to go in others. Folks, we are coming up on a commercial break. I hear the music starting in the background. We will be back in just a minute. We are going to continue our discussion with Sky and Cole about Divas in Defense, ways that you can reach them, contact them, get involved either to help with them or to learn from their programs. You're listening to Ready Radio on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.
And now back to Ready Radio with Doug and Aaron.
Folks, we're back. We're talking to Divas in Defense today about how to be better prepared in case of an assault or just in domestic violence. And we've been talking a lot about domestic violence. And this is October. It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. This is an important topic to everyone in this room. But I want to focus in a little bit more on what Divas in Defense does. And Sky, during the break, we were talking, and you were telling me a little bit about what a typical class is like. Why don't you let our listeners in?
Well, a typical class with one of our Divas in Defense trainers, we do have them in 12 different states. Well, 13 now, I believe. We just added a few more. You'll definitely get a warm welcome. We go over basic strikes from hand strikes to leg strikes. We also do preventative measures, scenario trainings, where you will get, you know, like you said, it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So a lot of our grabs, we're focusing on the front choke grabs, hair grabs, just physical grabs that if it's your intimate partner, someone that's close to you, they're that close to touch you, we are showing you how to get out of that. From wrist, we do different grabs. They're pulling you to get in a car or just in a situation that you know you don't need to be in. We're showing you how to get out of that, along with preventative measures on how to defend yourself, not need to put yourself in a situation. And like you're walking down the street, oh, 5 feet in front of me, it doesn't look too clear, I'm going to turn around. We're teaching you how to keep following that intuition. Women, we have that. It's one of our greatest gifts from God. So we're making sure that every woman knows how to use it. They're confident enough to trust it. So it's not just like, oh, I hear it. We have to follow it, trust it, to make sure that we can get back home to whoever we need to get home, our significant other, our kids, our family.
And you're talking about situational awareness, which is really crucial. Now, when I come to a class, how many people are going to be in a class? And is this something that takes place in like a gymnasium, or is this something more small?
Our classes vary from size. It can be just you. It can be up to 100 people.
When you have, you know, a variety, you can get involved with, you know, to the level you're comfortable with. So if if I wanted to, and you guys go to locations, right?
Yeah, we go to your location, or you can come to one of our studios. We go to your location is one of our programs called Kicks and Cocktails. We send a trainer to you for 2 hours. It can be a group of your ladies from 2 to 5 or even plus more. That way you're just in an intimate setting. You feel safe with your friends, but you're also learning different self-defense techniques that you can practice with each other. Because not only are we teaching you moves, we're showing you ways that you can practice on a pillow cushion with your kids, just so that repetitive, you can get that range of motion for your body to just instantly go into it and if you are attacked.
This is not only, you know, self-preservation, but it's also a great exercise.
Yes, you do get a little workout. We try to get you a little sweating, moving, because, you know, our attacker is not going to wait for you to catch your breath. So
no.
You know, you don't want to give all you got, but you can't get home. Like we like to say in our classes, we want you to be able to call Tara, which is turn around and run away. So we want you to be able to do that palm hill to back them up 2-3 feet. But you can also just turn and go home, call 911 right away.
I love that. Tara, turn around and run away.
Turn
that
around
is,
and run away.
There you go.
That
call
is
Tara.
The catchphrase of the day. Tara, turn around and run away. I love it.
Yes. So classes can be from you and your daughter to even with your husband. We're starting implementing Divas and Dudes because self-defense is necessary for everyone. That's not a gender-related topic. It is for everyone. It's a human race topic.
That's really amazing. I like that idea. And to have, you know, when you have, we've been talking about domestic violence, which puts a different spin, but when you have a couple who love each other and who are working together, what better team is there in life than your significant other? When things are right, there is nothing better in life. And then you have two people who are learning to defend themselves and each other together. It can do nothing but draw them closer.
Yes.
Now, I was looking at your website. You guys do firearms training as well, don't you?
We do. We have Fire Harmless, where we teach women to proper stance, how to shoot with aerosol guns with little pellets, so we're not using real bullets, no harm, you know, to the trainers or to yourself. So you're learning how to properly hold a gun if you do choose to have a weapon on your person or in your car, in your house. So we show you how to properly hold the gun, how to use it, aim, shoot. You know, it's not like in the movies where you're turning the gun sideways or you're closing one eye. You have to have both eyes open, focus.
And also our trainer that does it, his name is Trip Weeks. Matter of fact, I think he just completed an Ironman with his wife, Kimberly. So shout out to both of them. They may be listening. he's actually a gunsmith as well. So, okay, so one thing about him is he does like little scenario-based things also in his house for training. He's been with us now for about 6-7 months, and his wife is actually on our advisory board, so they do a lot of good things.
And I am actually aware of Mr. Weeks. Okay. He and I knew each other years before I went to Alaska, and he is a fantastic trainer and a wonderful man.
Yes, he is. Yes,
it's a small world, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a
small world.
And Kimberly is on our advisory board.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I've been trying to get my sister some firearms training. I may have to send her to you guys. We were talking about having Doug here give her some training.
Time to come out of retirement, Doug.
Come out of retirement. Yeah. But she's a little iffy about guns, handguns. Right. We grew up with rifles.
Okay.
You know, my dad hunted a lot, and he let us shoot out in the yard. Right. But it's not the same. Right. And under a pressure situation, it's definitely not the same.
Yeah, that's why the training is important. Like even with our safety tools, we have stun guns. We get the ones, oh, I'm not comfortable with having it. Well, we still show you how to have it just in case you do purchase it and you might need it, God forbid, that one time. You know how to use it. You have that confidence. So it's not saying that, oh, I'm going to carry a handgun if I come to the class, or I'm going to carry the stun gun if I come to the class. We're just showing you that you have the power and the necessity to use it. You know where to strike, you know where to aim. That way it's not just in vain that you're purchasing this gun or you know someone with it. It just might make you comfortable being around the gun.
Right. I mean, it's just like me. I do not own a stick shift, but I learned how to drive a stick shift in case I ever am stuck with a stick shift.
You never know.
Yeah.
Just in case scenarios.
And that's exactly what, you know, we do here at Ready Radio is we want people to be prepared for all sorts of eventualities and contingencies. You don't have to decide to carry a gun every day. In fact, most people shouldn't make that decision. Most people aren't capable of the life and death choices that's going to happen. But if you want to invest in it and you want to make that choice and you want to be that person,
be trained.
Take the proper measures.
Believe it or not, that's one of the reasons why we came up with this Fire Harmless training with the aerosol guns. Mm-hmm. We came up with that because a lot of women were very intimidated by handgun use. The sound, the recoil, they were really, really intimidated. And a lot of people think, well, I wouldn't be scared to shoot. Well, you get a lot that are.
This gets them over that little bit of fear in the beginning.
Right. So, you know,
so they might go to the gun range later and be like, hey.
So we try to give them the training wheel version, we call it, you know.
I've been to the gun range a few times. My first time, I could say I was scared, I was shaking, but I had someone that knew what they were doing that was just like, you know, breathe. You're not taking us out, you know, every day. You're just here to practice in your zone.
Yeah.
So you do it in a proper, safe environment.
You know, that's really encouraging, because you guys, that seems to be one of the themes that's coming out from our conversation today, is that you're really good at getting people comfortable and working with their comfort level to get them built up. And that's something, you know, a lot of our previous guests said that they got into prepping and got into emergency preparedness because they had a traumatic life event that took them out of their comfort zone. But if they had, you know, more training beforehand, then that wouldn't have been such a shock to their system. I think that this is really important. And how can our listeners reach out to you guys?
You can reach out to us. We're on all social media networks, on divasinoffense.com, which is our website. It takes you to the trainers to find classes in your location, to book a class with the trainer in your location, and just to see about our programs. That way we come to schools, we come to your corporation, we come to your job. You can find us on facebook.com/divasinoffensefans, Instagram @divasinoffense. Twitter @divasinoffense.
That's it.
And that's it. So if you just Google Divas in Offense, we will pop up on your Google search engine anywhere that you choose to use. If you see our little car, honk. We'll probably honk back.
Right. I'm trying to figure out which one of you was in the little car going up 75 that afternoon.
One of us. but to go back to one more thing that you were mentioning is that we tried our best to focus on the majority. So majority women are not going to be in karate school. Majority women are not going to be right there with a handgun.
That's right.
Well, unfortunately, it's a majority, you know, it's a big number that are being attacked.
Well, the majority of us have a fist, though, and if you can teach somebody to use that, you're giving them a leg up on the situation,
just
at least.
Even their voices. I mean, just utilizing your voices is so important.
That is the first thing you learn in our class, is our voices.
Right.
That's the most important tool you have on your body besides your hands, your leg, your elbows. You know, your voice is what will draw that attention to if you are being attacked or if you feel like you're in distress. Your voice is the number one tool that you have that no one can take away from you. So,
except that's a long party night.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So,
that's why we do try to say that's the first thing. You come to Divas in Defense class, I guarantee you, especially with me, that's the first question I will ask you is, what's the most powerful tool you have in your body? We get the hands, the elbow, the head. It's your voice. It's really simple. We've had it since we were born.
Right.
Well, you know, that's very poignant, because it's true. You know, the voice will attract attention, and you can use it in a situation where you're being attacked. But it's also true that you can use it when the government's trying to oppress you, when people are trying to take away your rights.
Speak up,
get involved. That's what we're doing
Preach.
Here. We come to the radio to try to get people involved and get people paying attention. And here we are again. It's just shows that the pen is mightier than the sword.
Absolutely.
And we can make a difference. We can make a difference in our local communities. We can make a difference for people who are victims of domestic violence. We can make sure that people are safer on the streets if we just get the word out and get involved.
It only takes one person.
That's right.
Well, folks, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
We're going to take our last commercial break. We'll be wrapping up in a few minutes with our True Prep product of the week and how you can get in contact with us here at Ready Radio. Stay tuned. You're listening to News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.
And now back to Ready Radio with Doug and Aaron.
Welcome back, everybody. It was really an exciting time to have Divas of Defense in here in studio with us. I enjoyed talking to them. Sky was so energetic, and Cole is so passionate about everything that he's doing.
It's good to see somebody trying to make a difference in this world when it comes to women's safety.
And, you know, we talk about ways to be involved and ways to get things moving. One of the most important things you can do is like we were saying, use your voice, get involved in the community, and try to find a way to reach out and help people. And not everybody is able to go and sit and counsel someone who's been the victim of domestic violence. Not everyone is able to be there and help them go through the process of rebuilding their lives. But what everybody can do is get involved. And one of the best ways is through the Love Me Pain Free campaign. And I think that this is a beautiful, beautiful metaphor. Sky was wearing a shirt when she was here. that said, love me pain-free. And I know from my prior life and the experiences I've been in that this is something that people have a hard time with.
And people don't realize that there's ways to get involved that, that are not physical ways. We found the Love Me Pain-Free donations. They're taking donations for the Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
Yeah, the Partnership Against Domestic Violence. And this is a way that we can really be involved. And so all you have to do is go to lovemepainfree.com. That'll take you to the gateway portal so that you can make a donation or find another way to get involved. And I think that this is a wonderful thing. They are asking people to either wear purple, which both Aaron and I are doing today, or, you know, do have a purple heart temporary tattoo on your shoulder or something so that people see it and see the purple and ask what's up with purple this month, and people will become more and more aware of domestic violence, which is a cancer on our society.
Divas in Defense also is looking for instructors, according to their website, where you can go in and find out how to be an instructor and how to teach other women to defend themselves in your area.
A great way to reach out and to get more involved in your community and help people and get people who, and I'm sure, you know, most of their clients are people who are, you know, well put together and are able to deal with life in society. But every once in a while, no matter what line of work you're in, you're going to run into somebody who needs your help, who needs to be lifted up and to be encouraged. Even just go into a restaurant and you're going to find someone who needs encouragement.
Right.
And here's an opportunity for you to give back to your community, get involved, help people, and maybe even make a little money on the side. Who knows?
And even if it's not giving back, sometimes you're paying it forward.
There you go.
Yeah.
So this is an important topic. And, you know, we're this last segment, we always talk about how to reach out and talk to us. And I'm going to encourage everyone to reach out and talk to Divas in Defense. Talk to the people, you know, with lovemepainfree.com and do something good for society and for some poor person, whether it's a man or a woman, somebody who's been the victim of domestic abuse. And it may not, you know, it's like Cole said, violence may not be physical. It could be emotional. It could be financial. It could be just pushed to a point where you think that you would lose what's most important to you if you left your abuser. And that's something that no person should have to live through.
And it's the fear that a lot of domestic violence victims get to deal with is, what will happen to me if I leave? Will I be financially distraught? Will I be homeless? Will I be in danger? Will this person come after me? They might kill me. You know, a lot of people feel that their significant other will kill them if they leave.
Yeah, and that's a sad, sad life to live. Now, folks, you can reach out and talk to us as well. You know, this was a topic that had been brought up to us many times about how to be better prepared, and what about, you know, talking to my spouse about being prepared, and how do I prepare my spouse for some kind of, you know, an attack, or, you know, what happens if things go wrong, and, you know, how do you get mentally prepared? Here's a great way to do it. Divas in Defense is a great idea, and we look for ideas from all of our listeners. So if you have an idea for a show or something that you'd like to hear us talk about, or a guest that you think would be good for our listener base, reach out to us. You can contact us at doug@readyradio.net. or Aaron, E-R-I-N, at readyradio.net. You can send general comments or questions to our webmaster at info@readyradio.net. You can also check out our website, where we have all of our old shows archived. You can go back and listen to our show on family and love, or you can listen to our shows on canning or cheese making, or whatever you'd like that strikes your fancy if you want to get your family more involved. And that's www.readyradio.com. Of course, we are also on Facebook, not to anywhere near the degree that Sky is, apparently, because, you know, she knew all of that, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We try to push out some interesting stories, including what we were talking about just, I don't know, it was a week ago or a couple weeks ago, when we had the doctor from the Atlanta airport in, you know, who had said that the CDC is lying. He was a really fascinating guest. But these are ideas that come to us from Facebook and Twitter. So reach out to us and give us some ideas. And if you have a particularly interesting comment that you'd like to have answered on air, include your contact info. We can always take a guest on to talk about their question and why it was pertinent to them. So there's a lot of ways to reach out. On top of this week we have the True Prep product of the week. And True Prep gives us, you know, a variety of interesting products that they'd like to hear, you know, be highlighted on the show, and we can try to pick things that are in a theme with the topic that we're talking about. And looking through their extensive catalog online, one that jumps off the page at me is the Saber Personal Defense Pepper Spray products. They carry a wide variety of Saber, which is a nationally recognized brand. It's used by law enforcement departments across the country. And pepper spray is a fantastic choice for someone who doesn't want to use a firearm for defending themselves or their family. And this is something that it's not federally regulated. You can purchase it at any age and be able to arm yourself and defend yourself against an attacker. And
you better curl up in a little ball on the floor or the ground. You can kick them and run.
There you go. And use your Terra. Turn around and run away. Right?
Turn around and run away.
That's the idea. Turn around and run away. That's the word of the day, Tara.
Let's use it every 5 minutes. Turn around and run away.
I think that is just absolutely brilliant. I mean, we're here down here in the South talking about, being better prepared. And here's something that's instantly brought to mind. You've got the Tara Museum in Marietta and Gone with the Wind. Tara Boulevard down in Jonesboro. And it's all over Atlanta. I mean, it's as prominent as Peachtree. And every time you see Tara from now on, you can remember, it means turn around and run away. Sky was just absolutely brilliant there. So, folks, I think that this has been a great show. I think that this is something that can bring in a lot of passion into a person's life. When you start to think about all of the people who have suffered from domestic violence and domestic abuse, men and women, you look at the statistics that 1 in 4 women are going to be the victims of some form of dating abuse or violence.
1 in 6 women are going to be the victim of an alleged or an attempted rape by the time they're 18.
Wow.
So that's a lot.
And, we try so hard to protect our families and to keep them safe and to keep things separate and to do what needs doing for them. But you can't shelter your kids. You can't shelter your daughters to the point that they're not going out and not living life. You can prepare them. You can get them mentally ready. And that's what this show is about, is becoming mentally prepared, becoming, financially prepared, becoming physically prepared with your, food stores and clean water and everything that's important. But on top of that is being prepared for what is sadly an eventuality for so many people in this country, and that is some form of violence or abuse.
And it's very prevalent in today's society, this kind of violence. And so we need to prepare our children, our daughters, our sisters for defending themselves against these things. And that's where Divas in Defense is so important in our society. These people are reaching out to young women and saying, hey, you don't have to be a victim. You can take your power back.
You don't have to be a victim. You can be ready. To contact Divas in Defense for some good training. Go to True Prep and take some of their classes. They have classes on everything from firearms to canning and pickling. And so take some classes. Get knowledge. Get involved. Become more interested in what's going on around you and help people pull themselves up. I think a lot of people who have had these horrible experiences in their past, they feel helpless at the time. And then they start to look and when they break free, they feel empowered and they want to do more. And the preparedness lifestyle is a great thing for people who have felt powerless in the past, for them to take control of their lives and know that their future is secure and that they don't have to be afraid of anything. This is not about being afraid. This is about overcoming. This is about living without fear. This is about being in a place in your life where you don't have to worry because you've taken care of yourself, you've taken care of your children, and you're ready to move on.
It's about self-empowerment.
That is the message of Ready Radio. That's the message from our good sponsors at True Prep. That's the message from Divas in Defense. That's the message that we want everyone to be aware of and to feel and to engage with. Folks, enjoy your Saturday. Take some time to be with your family. Take some time to be with your friends and revel in the idea that you are a free and independent person. If you are a victim of domestic abuse, take the time to realize that you are a worthwhile person and that people will listen to you. There are people who are reaching out right now who want to help you get out of this situation. You can contact us. You can contact the people at Love Me Pain Free. You can contact Divas in Defense. You can contact your local law enforcement if something is going wrong in your life, and you can look for people who will help you through it. This is Ready Radio. You're listening to News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.
You've been listening to Ready Radio with Doug and Aaron. It's emergency preparedness for everyone. Brought to you by TruPrep. For all your prepping needs, visit TruPrep online at truprep.com or visit a TruPrep store in Roswell or Marietta. Tune in each week as Doug and Aaron get you ready for anything that comes your way. Ready Radio, Saturday mornings at 8, only on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.